This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
The day that Tonya Harding pleaded guilty to smacking Nancy Kerrigan, we come back with Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. There's always a theme around here. At 7:04 on this Sunday morning, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning all you first responders and those of you that are hopefully doing well out in Covington.
Absolutely.
First responders, hospital folks, people helping your neighbors. This is what we're doing this morning. We're reaching out, kind of general, but also opening the lines to those of you out there that have experienced some damage in your areas. You need to let the folks know, hey, avoid this road, avoid that road. There's a tree down over here. Call us up and tell us about it. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The morning after.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. We're still going through it because the sun hadn't come up yet, right?
It's getting there.
That's when we see something, you know. So it's still dark out there. I know over on Morningside, shout out to this crew from Fox 5. They're just standing out there on the corner. Big old tree is down. They got yellow tape around it, and they're standing out there in the dark because nothing's on. I mean, traffic lights, no street lights, no nothing. But they're out there, and, you know, a number of crews are watching. We're monitoring WSB this morning just to watch what they're doing as far as TV coverage. Yes. There's a lot of things happening. There's standing water in some areas, so you want to be careful. If you got to get out and drive, you don't know how deep the water may be, especially if you got to go and walk in it. You don't know what's in there sometimes. So, you know, give us a few more minutes. Let this the sunlight come up, and then you can move around a little bit. You know, of course, neighbors are going to help neighbors. You're going to hear some chainsaws going off, cutting up some trees and, you know, just getting some things through, because that's kind of what we do.
Right.
But we talk about the first responders and people who up all night, and it's their job to be there for that. And a number of people, shout out to the people from Georgia EMC and Georgia Power, their trucks were positioning themselves all yesterday to be ready for this.
Not only that, we spent a good half hour, and this has nothing to do with the storms, but we spent a good half hour yesterday talking to Atlanta's finest downstairs, preparing for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And you know, then, and by the way, once they realized who Sam was, realized they wanted to complain about what was going on with their hometown football team.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? Because what's going on with this and what's going on with that?
they didn't want to talk about that, right?
Yep, they didn't want to get that off their chest. But anyway, listen, just the other thing that I think about is your phrase, pack your patience.
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like this, very much
today, if you're getting out and if you're still getting out early this morning to go to Sunday services and people are doing that, just, you know things may be, you know, there may be some damage or some debris from last night. And hopefully people get out and get those things cleared out of the way so you can get on as you normally would on a Sunday morning. But we thank you for spending some of your Sunday morning with us. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And like Greg once again said, if you have some damage, something's happened in your area, tree down or something, and you need some help or you want to let people know to avoid it, 404-726-0929 is our number.
There you go. Tim Scarborough coming up. Noel's World later on in the hour. Mr. Crenshaw, the floor is yours.
We just got a few things that we want to pass along. And we start out, first of all, with condolences. And I don't know if you noticed that we lost Lisa Young Austin, who's the daughter of Ambassador and former mayor Andrew Young. His daughter passed away. And, of course, Ambassador Young has been a friend of the show.
Right.
He's come on with us whenever. And it's kind of fitting. Maria Boynton, Dr. Maria Boynton, colleague of ours here, was at a MARTA bus unveiling that was dedicated to him. They wrapped several MARTA buses to honor Ambassador Young.
Really?
Because he just had his 93rd birthday this
week.
And on one of those buses, they had a picture of his daughter Lisa when she was a young girl. And I guess he knew that she was dealing with a very bad illness, and so he posed for a picture next to it and was kind of emotional about it. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed to precede your children.
Is it possible that this man in 1 year, obviously we know his connection with Dr. King, but he lost probably two of the most instrumental figures in his life personally and professionally, meaning President Carter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, very much, very much.
And now his daughter.
Yeah, these people that he's at.
Say a prayer for Andy.
And I had a 93rd birthday this week.
Yeah.
So our condolences go out to their family. I got some information to pass along to you. What we do yesterday with Braves. We didn't talk Braves yesterday. Braves lost to the Twins yesterday, 4-0. A.J. Smith-Schauber, one of the guys we're watching, went 4 innings, struck out 8, but gave up 6 hits and 2 runs. So he gave you something good, but he gave you something bad, too. They play the Blue Jays today. We'll see what happens. We talked about basketball tournament. The SWAC tournament wrapped up. Southern University will be the women's representative in the tournament. Alabama State beat Jackson State at about quarter till midnight last night, which means they got out of Gateway just in time for the storm, right? But Alabama State gets the win, and they are advancing on. It was a great week for the SWAC in town. I had a chance to go out to the tournament Friday night. I had a chance to spend some time with Commissioner Dr. Charles McClellan, who's a friend of the show, has been in studio with us. They did great things this week, and one thing they had was a recruiting fair for high school students who had a chance to come out and visit the tournament. Noel, you got that?
Yeah, we had over 4,000 high school students for our college fair. Several got admitted on the spot, some got scholarships. So the Atlanta Public Schools and the surrounding school districts came out, got an opportunity to watch like basketball and get recruited by 12 colleges under one roof. So that's part of what this tournament is about. We're all about academics and education.
So that was happening. That was
I was going to say
that was the Jackson State band going on in the background. We were talking
that to, or somebody christened a ship.
No, that was the other thing. He is a recent past member of the NCAA tournament selection committee, and okay. We talked about that with him before. I asked him about all the teams from the SEC being. He's not on the committee now, but he did talk with me about the SEC and all the teams that may make it in.
What I know of the process, you know, when you start looking at the matrix, when you have that many SEC teams in the top 25, top 30, even the top 50, all of those away games are quad one opportunities. And there's been a lot of debate about should conferences with teams that have losing conference records get an opportunity to go. But if you're playing 14, 15, 16, 17 quad one games, and you have 7, 8, 9, 10 wins, that stacks up very favorably with the committee. So I know that there were a couple of upsets. I know Texas advanced, a little farther than they were supposed to advance. But I think everybody preliminarily thought SEC would get 13, then it kind of dropped down to 12. They have a really good chance of getting 13 teams.
So he thinks the SEC has a good chance of getting 13 teams, and he's been in the room. He's been a part of the selection committee, and that's what he thinks also. But I also asked him about the possible expansion. As big as this tournament is already, they think they ought to add more teams. I'm not too crazy about the idea, but I asked him what he thought about it.
In my opinion, it's going to come down to what they can negotiate with CBS and Warner Brothers Discovery. The units are coveted, and the opportunities are coveted, but I don't think anybody is going to go for expansion and not getting additional resources, because the tournament is really, really, really good as is. Nobody is going to do anything to disrupt. So if it can expand and get better, it will, but they're going to have to wait and see. But I think it comes down to the units and the players.
It comes down to the cash. It comes down to the cash. And mm-hmm. It's a really great show as is. You know, I mean, you know, do you water it down and dilute it by adding more teams? You know, so that's the other part of it. But I mean, it's a great show.
Traditions are out the window anyway, so they're going to grab the money. Are you looking at me funny? I'm just saying. This has been the case across the board. Traditions be damned. We're going to, and the people who run these companies, they just think they're just hooked up differently.
Yeah.
And a lot of them ain't Americans. They're part of American sports, but they come from a different culture. They come from a different, you know, mentality as far as the success of their platform, network, whatever. You know, Rupert Murdoch don't care nothing about the traditions of a 64-team, you know, college basketball tournament. He's busy running Fox. He don't think nothing about that. Down in Australia, by the way, too.
Oh, gosh.
Right? He's Australian, right? I don't know if the home office is there, but he's
the home office.
I know he's Australian, I believe. Yeah. But, I mean, they're just not thinking about that. So when you ask those questions about keeping things as they were, that ship has sailed for me. I don't care what it is in sports. Just across the board. If you told me they were going to add another week to Wimbledon, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, we don't do that.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's a lot. I mean, 2 weeks. I mean, all over, because the best tennis is played before the tournament starts. That's the qualifiers.
Okay.
You gotta win 2-3 rounds of that just to get into the main draw.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's you already playing 3 weeks.
Sounds absurd. I get you. But I'm just saying.
What I'm saying, yeah, you're qualified. You already done that.
If they add, okay, let's do it this way. Let's say they decided to add or lessen the amount of laps at Daytona 500.
Well, it wouldn't be 500.
Okay, so let's make it, well, a Big Ten ain't Big Ten. We know that. So let's make it, let's do five whatever.
Well,
it's 500 miles, it ain't 500 laps.
Well, the summer race is the 400. They run it.
My point is July. If they put 10, 15 more laps, 25 more laps on a NASCAR race, an Indy race, would you be all that shocked?
No, I mean, I would be now, yeah, because the trend is to shorten. That's the trend. Because the young folk ain't going to sit there and watch that all that time. So the trend is, you know, 400s. Mm-hmm. When it comes to racing. Now, you threw racing out there as an example.
I did throw that
but
out there.
But throw
I'll
something
come up
else.
With four
but
others
that,
in the break.
But that throws something else that we're going to talk about later. My three cheers and three jeers has something to do with Atlanta Motor Speedway that I found out this week.
That's a tease.
That's coming up at the top of next hour. I hope you have your three cheers, three jeers. That's coming up as well. All right, folks. March Madness, we're going to kick it into overdrive. Tim Scarborough, I hung out with him Friday night at the SWAC tournament. He can't wait to talk about who he thinks is in and out of the tournament field. He's coming up next on this Sunday morning. Hope you're well wherever you are around the metro Atlanta area. Not too bad from the damage. Sam and Greg with Noel, Other Side of the Glass, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam McGregg. It's a Sunday morning, March 16th. You a Hart fan?
Yeah.
You a fan of Ann and Nancy? Well, it's Nancy's birthday today.
Really?
Nancy Wilson. Not that Nancy Wilson.
Not the Nancy with the other Nancy Wilson.
The other Nancy Wilson. Anyway, happy birthday to her. It's Sam and Greg as we welcome. We should make this his
welcome. I don't know if he's like hard to be as he is, but
he better not have nothing bad to say about Ann and Nancy. Nancy's doing all right. She's doing better now, I think. Ann is. Anyway, Mr. Scarborough, good morning. We have been waiting to speak with you today.
Gentlemen, this is the day. This is the day. It's Christmas morning for me in college basketball. I'm loving it. Good morning.
Wow, I'm picturing him walking around in his pajamas.
slippers rolled and a pipe.
And a pipe and some spiked eggnog.
Flannel.
Okay.
There we go. Then we just go ahead.
The Let's Dance should be the music that we play, right?
Yeah.
David Bowie. It's dance time. It's time to go.
The fact that you pulled that out is more impressive.
And that,
He brought up some. When I woke up this morning, I did not think Tim Scarborough was going to reference David Bowie.
Yep. But there it is.
So
there it is. Talk about today, and my goodness, there are a lot of teams that have sealed their bids. I mean, you and I were hanging out Friday night down at the SWAC tournament, and I hope everybody made it out before the storm hit last night. I was really concerned that that game was a 9:30 tip-off, but Alabama State is the team that gets the bid from the SWAC. But thoughts about some of the other teams that have made it in so far?
You know, it's interesting. That was so great to hang out with you. And Greg, I got to tell you, you know, Sam got me behind the velvet rope the other night. I was all week. And he got me in a section of the building I didn't even know existed. It was a black curtain. They had all this food and all these celebrities and big-name people in there. I'm like, okay, Sam, thank you, brother. Thank you for letting me hang. But that Alabama State winning that tournament, Jackson State was probably favorite to win after Southern went out.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It was four schools that had their men's and women's teams get in. As the number one seed going into their conference tournaments. It was Liberty, my team, Southern, High Point, and Norfolk State. All those teams got into the tournament except for Southern's men in the SWAC. And Southern's men lost in the quarterfinal round. So, the SWAC was unpredictable, but Alabama State was one of the hotter teams at the end, and they won it. It was a lot of fun. But to answer your question about who else, you know, I was glad some of these, it's a lot of these leagues where the number one seed, fortunately for the bubble teams, is winning their leagues. You know, I think of Drake, That was a big one because they were 29. They had 29 wins, so they needed to win that last week to get their 30th win. But if they had lost, they probably would have got an at-large bid, and that would have been a one-bid league that would have had two teams in. So that's what you have to look for when you start thinking about these bubble teams. If one-bid leagues or two-bid leagues turn into three-bid leagues, then, you know, it could be an issue. And I think of Atlantic 10 today. George Mason made their first Atlantic 10 tournament championship since joining the Atlantic 10. Remember, when they made the Final Four, they were in the CAA.
Right.
But now they're playing VCU, another Final Four participant from the CAA back in the day. Now those two teams are in Atlantic 10, and VCU is no stranger to the championship game. I believe this is their seventh of 10 years. So, but if George Mason were to win, I think VCU still gets in. So there's a bubble team bid that would get stolen by VCU. So there's going to be a lot of Ram fans out there for those bubble teams.
Two things. One is, Tim, when you hang out with Mr. Crenshaw, as you were mentioning earlier, it's walking with royalty. So do not be surprised that doors open that you didn't even know were there to existed. You know, they got some of these rooms with a fake door there and it don't really open. When you with Sam,
he pulls the book off the shelf, and all of a sudden, you know, it opens to
it's
a whole
almost like
world.
A, like a speakeasy. You knock out, Sam.
Yeah.
Pop. You're in the door. The other thing is, again, Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned the men and the women in some of the programs. And so my question is it a foregone conclusion that your focus is all on the men, or have the women got your interest too?
I definitely do watch the women, not as closely because I'm only one person. It's a lot of basketball to watch. But Norfolk State is one that I was keeping my eye on closely in the MEAC. They won 30 games this year. They'll probably get – I think it's unfair to a number one, but they'll probably get a 16 or 15 seed.
You think so? They got win over SEC schools, man.
I get that.
Norfolk State got wins over Missouri and Auburn.
The disrespect that goes on in those rooms, though, that's what I'm saying.
And he's been in the room, Sam.
It's the difference between what they deserve and what they'll get, right? So, I'm with you, Sam. I advocate for the mid-majors – men's and women's side. So, Norfolk State, they're gonna beat somebody this week. So, good luck against that lower seeded team.
Yeah, folks, that's what we're talking about. And today is the day, right? You know, we're gonna find out later on Selection Sunday. Pleased to be joined on the waitfor.com hotline by Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can always find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20 as we watch this. A lot of things happen this time of year, Tim, and we talk about, you know, used to be when you got to the Final Four, that was the coaches' convention. And many of young coach with aspirations to climb higher would come with their resumes in hand because it's the coaches' convention. And that's usually where a lot of people interview people for jobs. You can't wait that long anymore because as soon as season's in, guys are hitting the transfer portal. This week, Iowa and Villanova let their coaches go. Those are big jobs, and those jobs, they may be filled before we get to the Final Four.
Probably will. And you're right, Sam. The paradigm has shifted. It used to be people would kind of wait to the end of March, early April, and meet in person. But, you know, those phone calls were still happening. But now the decisions are being made. So – there's a lot of good jobs that you mentioned. You know, the Virginia job's still open, too. Tony Bennett retired. Ron Sanchez is the interim. I don't know if he gets that job, so that's another huge one. But Villanova certainly, you know, as a Philadelphia guy, I'm looking closely to that one. Kyle Neptune never made the tournament, and Villanova is used to national championships. So to not even make the tournament, you know, Kyle Neptune, unfortunately for him, I was really pulling for him, but he had to go.
You want to know? Do you want to know what we were talking about earlier, Tim?
Yeah, sure.
I brought up something, you know, just as we were kind of glossing over college basketball, and wondered aloud whether or not they would institute another trophy or another award, you know, to give out after or in representative of the tournament. So you got the national champion, obviously, and then you have the, Sam said, the outstanding player of the year award or the tournament award. But I was just wondering if there was a shot. Like, what was the best shot during the tournament? Something like that. And I said, who would you name that award after? And I said to Sam, well, he brought up Jordan and he brought up Keith Smart, right? Indiana, going back there in the day. I brought up Chris Bryant, without even hesitation. Because he hit that shot, won it, game over, good night, everybody.
Oh, man, there's so many.
I figured you'd like that, being from Philly and Villanova guy.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jenkins. Yeah.
Oh, I said Bryant? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chris Jenkins. Thank you for correcting me. How come you didn't correct me?
I'm here to bring accuracy to the show.
Sam let me go with this. And Noel, they should have corrected me. But go ahead. That's what we were talking about.
But yeah, for me, that's the biggest shot in history, because I was pulling for Villanova like nobody's business. But Tyus Edney, how about when he goes coast to coast versus Missouri in 95 versus UCLA versus Missouri in the Sweet 16 round? UCLA ends up winning the national championship. They don't win if he doesn't hit that shot. How about Christian Laettner when he beat 92 in Philadelphia? I think, Sam, you told me you were there.
Yeah.
And that's on brand, right? 92 the game, 1992.
Everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Not everybody.
Right. They made a 30 for 30 about how much everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Yeah, not everybody.
Yeah, very true. But the Grant Hill, that's called the Grant Hill play there, right?
Yep.
Grant Hill throws a 94-foot pass. So there's been so many plays like that. And we'll see some of those, the imagery this week on CBS and Turner. So I'm really looking forward. I just can't tell you how excited this is.
Now, let me tell you what I'm really looking forward to. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one story left in this tournament. And it takes me back to when the Patriots are winning all those Super Bowls and they got investigated by the NFL. I forgot which gate it was, but they had a gate, right? And then they went and won the Super Bowl, and you had that cringeworthy moment where you had to watch Roger Goodell, who was asking for Tom Brady's phone and investigating the team and all that, and then he had to give Belichick that trophy. I want to see that this year with St. John's, and I want them those to have to give Rick Pitino another trophy. That's the story for me. I can't wait because how many national championships will this be for him? Three?
I think three, yes. He went to the Final Four at Providence, but he did not win it.
Right.
And then Kentucky, of course, and Louisville 2013 here in Atlanta. So, that would be great.
He's in rarefied air with three.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to happen, but yeah, I would love to see it.
When we talk about that won't happen, but what about the team that beat Louisville last night and the fact that they did it minus their megastar? What does that say about this tournament that is coming up? And he's supposed to be available. I mean, and my thing is this, they could probably go the first two rounds without really needing Flag to play for them. Right?
Yeah. I agree. Duke is a juggernaut, and it's not just Cooper Flagg. If you watch Duke, you'll realize that. You know, Flagg only averages 17 points a game, but Duke's scoring in the 90s routinely. So that tells you they got other guys. But, yeah, I think the first two rounds – the first round for sure. You know, the 16-1, probably not going to happen like it's happened in the past. Virginia lost one, and, Purdue, both of them. But – Duke ain't those schools, right?
So, right.
Cooper Flagg, they can certainly play without him that first day. I'd be worried about the second day, depending on what number 8 team is coming to them, 8-9 matchup. So, but hopefully Cooper comes back this weekend, like at the end of the weekend, and Duke goes on, because that's a championship-worthy team. Auburn has struggled a bit recently, but they are still probably going to be the number one overall seed. But with Cooper Flagg going out, Duke is telling the public he's available. The reason they're doing that, whether he is or not, no one really knows, but let's hope he is. But the reason they're doing that is because the committee will take that into consideration and demote you if your star is not playing. So hopefully Duke still gets the number one. I think they will. But, I think a lot of this stuff has already been decided, if we're being honest.
Yep. That's what we're watching. We'll talk about the job that's being done there at Duke, because, you know, you talk about the coach that comes in at Villanova and he doesn't make it, right? And as Greg always liked to say, you don't want to be the man that follows the man. But somehow that's working fine at Duke.
And I have a theory, but go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
I agree with all of that. And Kyle Neptune following, you know, Jay Wright is a prime example, but and there's certainly others. But there's some good ones, too. Think about when Judd Heathcote left Michigan State.
Right.
You know, and now Tom Izzo is probably a bigger name coach than Judd Heathcote. So it could happen. Dean Smith, it took a little bit before Roy Williams got there. You know, it was two or three coaches between Roy and Dean. So
what we're looking for here is the next – we're looking for the next George Seifert.
Yeah, exactly. You said you went to the NFL. I always loved –
well, I just say he came in after Bill Walsh and then didn't miss a beat, and they won a championship. They won a, won a Super Bowl.
You know, would you give Jimmy Johnson when he left that team and then –
that don't count.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah, nobody gives that to Barry Switzer.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
we're on the same page there. I'm here for the Barry Switzer disrespect.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
All right. The big question, will the ACC only get three teams in, or would North Carolina make it in today and give them four teams? Right now, ACC only looking like three teams.
Embarrassing. They got 18 teams in that conference. And, you know, people can say that they beat each other up, but the SEC is an example of, you know, everybody can eat, right? The SEC may get certainly 12 for sure. They may get 13. ACC is down. Let's just be honest. Despite the fact that Duke is still near the top of the country, North Carolina, not so much. That's another example, right? You got Roy Williams retiring, and Hubert Davis takes over, and he's not had that program where Roy Williams had it. So, but they have talent, which is just, you know, head-scratching at times. North Carolina's got a lot of scorers and players. You know, they made a tremendous comeback the other night versus Duke. But to me, that should not be enough. They didn't win the game. I don't want to see North Carolina in there. I would rather see Kennesaw State in there before North Carolina.
Wow. And
Kennesaw doesn't have the record, of course. But if you watch Kennesaw play, Bradley, another team, they lost to Drake in the championship game. They gave Drake all they wanted. And Drake won 30 games this year. In the MVC. So there's a lot of different teams out there that may not have the resume, but I think they beat Carolina in a head-to-head matchup. But Carolina might squeeze in because of who they are, and that's the part of this whole selection process that bothers me a little bit as a basketball purist.
Well, we want to thank him.
Yeah.
It's nice having young Timmy here on this Christmas morning in his nice flannels, and it's time to go get another cup of coffee and maybe a –
I'm about to go open these gifts.
Yeah, go open these gifts and a little pig on the blanket on a stick, you know, and have a little breakfast there. But thank you as always, buddy. We're not done with you. We'll be reaching out to you again soon, but thank you as always, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Got lots more strong opinions, so yeah, bring me back.
All right.
There you go. Tim Scarborough joining us here. I'm mad at y'all.
Why?
Both of y'all, you and Noel. How you
not
let me?
I don't know that man. Sorry, can't
no,
put that one on
you. No, you can't have that because you know everything, Noel.
Not that and man. That,
you don't know. You didn't know Chris Jenkins. You didn't see that.
No,
you didn't
I
see
know
the
that
fight?
Man.
Oh, come on.
I was letting you ride with that one. I was like, oh, he was wrong. Oops.
You got to correct me.
I and correct what it. I can, but.
So you didn't know I was wrong with Bryant?
Oh. No, I found out with you, Greg. I found out with you.
Well, you knew.
Me too. I thought that wasn't the right name. But you were so confident and so
y'all
sure.
Y'all got to stop
you,
this.
You were debating.
If I'm confident or not, you got to shut me down. And so, because the audience is screaming at me, calling me all kinds of nasty names. And y'all are giggling at me.
No,
we're supposed to be a team.
This phone board would light up. I would know before you if the audience was giggling
at
you.
Yeah, that would. That,
they ain't
that.
Calling you. They just giggling.
Yeah, they're gonna call back. Oh, when they get passionate enough, they're gonna call.
Well, I'm not talking about getting passionate. I'm just talking about listen to that so-and-so and blankety blank. That's all I'm talking about. So y'all got to help me out. You're like Bernie Mac up here. Y'all got to pray for me, folks. You got to pray for me. All right. Speaking of which, we're going into Noelle's world up next. You better not make a mistake. I'm going to let it go. She is. No telling what she's got on her mind. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on the 16th day of March. I got a special announcement. In fact, you know what I'm calling it now? Our Sam and Greg annual PSA or regular PSA. That is coming up.
Okay.
But as everybody sitting here bopping and the heads going around the corner here and up and down and all that, it is time for Noel's World.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to sit back.
Why? Why are you doing
that? I'm going to listen to what she got to say.
Oh, she got something for us now.
Not mess up.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
How we doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful.
I'm you know, tired.
We survived last night. We doing
barely.
Good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shout out once again to all the people who are out there trying to, you know, clearing trees and, you know.
Absolutely.
Getting power restored.
How do you like that job?
Oh, man.
Go out there and find where the down power lines are. Actually, yeah. You would probably know, because I'm sure being on a grid at some point, they could see this yeah. area is down, so they would approach it cautiously. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
But this ain't for us right now.
This is Noel.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's see. We have a lot of stuff on today's agenda. This week was just a smorgasbord of sports news. It's all over the place, and I have thoughts. So let's start with Kyle Juszczyk. Pretty much the only fullback left in the NFL was without a team for about 5 minutes. Before he reunited with the 49ers. Yes, Kyle Shanahan realized that the scheme needs a fullback, and so Kyle Juszczyk stays in San Francisco. And I bring that up because I was really curious on where Kyle Juszczyk was really going to go. Not that I don't see him as useful. Like, I still mourn the loss of Patrick DeMarco when he left here.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of teams carry that position anymore. So I was like, where are you going to go? And apparently, Tomlin up there in Pittsburgh wanted to bring him in and I guess try to do some new things with Arthur Smith up there with the fullback position. Interesting, but it will not be happening. So I don't know if they look for another fullback as well as a quarterback, but
easy to go to the Bears.
Okay. I mean, do they have any more money left? It seems like they spent all their money on Falcons. I don't know if they got any
more
money.
You only hit $8 million.
You know they really did, didn't they?
You know, they spent all their money on Falcons. I'm like, man, Ben Johnson watched a lot of Falcons football, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
On the low.
He's going to protect that quarterback. And this is another way to protect that quarterback. You get him a little bit more of a running game.
Mm-hmm.
You get a blocking fullback. All right, to pick up some schemes there. So, yeah, that would be a good spot for him. Ben Johnson knows what he's doing.
I don't disagree.
So this is going to be an interesting division. I'm trying to think. It's like Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit. All fairly young coaches, too. They're going to be there a minute.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you bring up Minnesota because that's another thing on my agenda. Aaron Rodgers wants to continue the great tradition of annoying Packers quarterbacks and go to Minnesota.
How about that?
But he's taking it to another level than Brett
Favre. Oh, a whole nother level.
We talked about this with the cops yesterday, Sam and I downstairs. His dude is holding the whole league hostage, at least at that position. Kirk Cousins, we know what his deal is now, but the collateral damage of him sitting back and deciding when he is ready to retire or go to this team, take this opportunity, is held a number of teams from making decisions.
And I don't know why, because I say let him retire.
He should.
You got, and that's really what we was going next on this agenda.
All right, go ahead.
You have three older guys, older quarterbacks, looking for homes to start. And I don't think any of them should get a starting job.
Who's looking to start? Other than Aaron Rodgers.
Kirk Cousins wants to start. That's what all this hoopla is about here. And you got Russell Wilson that still wants to start. And these are three guys that are still floating around looking for teams. And I think these are the three guys the team should be looking at the least.
Yeah, they should be checking their memo box.
Aaron Rodgers is probably taking the long way to retirement.
You think so?
I mean, you just got J.J. McCarthy. Well, if you're the Vikings, what interest do you have in Aaron Rodgers? He's temperamental. He don't want to, you know, grow nobody up. So you're going to bring him there to pout on the bench? You're going to create a Kirk Cousins situation?
And this is not Tom Brady leaving New England either, landing in Tampa Bay. Not that Aaron Rodgers. That Aaron Rodgers that we think you're going to see again, he stopped playing about 5-6 years ago, right?
He had that shot to show us that in New York.
In Green Bay. Well, no, he had a chance to do it in Green Bay.
Well, but I mean, once he left, you know, to say, you know, oh, it's Green Bay, it's not me. Okay, you had your chance to show that in New York. You didn't. And now I'm putting you in the discount quarterback bin.
I don't even – you know what? Listen, I will acquiesce to those who want to give him a pass because of what happened to him after play four. in New York, all right? And so when he comes back from the injury, he's not the same. They want to use that as an excuse.
But you're
okay,
not going to
cool.
be the same because you're not getting no younger.
No, no, I get what you're there. Listen, but I'm not even going to take my judgment from what I saw in New York. I'll put it back in Green Bay.
I don't disagree with you. I think we all, those that weren't too close to it, right? You got some people that are just Aaron Rodgers fans and they're just way too close to it, right? You can't see it. But those of us that weren't that close to it saw the writing on the wall. But Aaron was trying to prove something to us, Greg, me and you.
What do we care
and so
if he's
his
gonna
shot,
try?
I mean, I don't. But yeah. His shot to prove that was in New York.
Right.
And you didn't.
And he
you
did.
Know, injury or not, you didn't. And so if you're a team with GM, I don't see what you've seen in the past 3-4 years, personality-wise, leadership-wise, or play-wise, that makes you go, yeah, I need to sit around and figure out what Aaron Rodgers is going to do before I can make any move at all. I don't see.
It just occurred to me. 3 Hall of Famers have just stolen money from New York franchises. Scherzer and Verlander,
mm-hmm.
and now Aaron Rodgers.
I mean...
They just, without a mask.
Yeah, without a mask, right?
They just stole a bunch of money out of that state.
Just made off with it, right?
But you know, sometimes you pay people based off potential, like the growth you see that's coming, and they may or may not hit it. And sometimes you pay people off past achievements, and they may or may not reach those heights again.
And then you just do it to somehow possibly keep your job, because that's a great—
And those are the decisions I hate the most.
And I was going to bring up a birthday boy. By that analogy, guess who turns 31 years old today and is right in the wheelhouse of your argument?
Who?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. That's for you. Go ahead. I just teed that up for you.
Look, 100%. I mean, like, even when you look at the Dallas Mavericks situation and they're saying, oh, we're getting off Luka because he's chubby and he's going to be injured and this is then the third. And now they're talking about they may forfeit the season because you got too many injuries and people can't play. Like, what in the world?
Hmm?
What, yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Look, these are the headlines I'm seeing. And so I'm saying these are all self-conflicted problems that you create when you go out and you reach for people that have achieved things before and now you're paying for past achievements.
Potential, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have potential payments, but you got the young guys coming up and you're like, oh, look what they can do. And then you got the Albert Hainsworths of the world where it's like, oh, look what he did.
Oh, man, that was a good
wow,
one.
Wow, yeah.
I got you going to pull that one.
Or for us, you got the Steven Jacksons of the world. Well, he had 9 seasons of 1,000 yards and he won't have one here. Mm. Those 9 years were up, and that's kind of where I see your Aaron Rodgers and your
but he's a Hall
Russell
of
Wilson.
He's in a different category.
Yeah, he's already there.
He's there. He don't need to continue with this nonsense that he brings with him.
That's that personal ego. And that's the piece, like, when the talent is waning, and now you got to weigh the locker room part of it, too. And it's like, I'm not seeing the advantage here.
Say it out loud. What team do you think would bring him aboard as a starter? Forget about coaching up a young talent. What are we talking about here? Who are we talking about? Talking about Carolina?
No.
I said that in – okay, there's one. Jacksonville?
No. It depends on if you're ready to throw Lawrence out with the bathwater, which I am. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the answer. If you're going to do that, you might as well let Lawrence figure it out.
Okay.
He's at least younger.
Giants. I mean,
same stadium, different colors. You saw it live and in action. Is that what you want to do?
Down the hall, or across the hall, or whatever you do.
I think the delay is this. There's no team.
I don't think so either. I don't see it.
So move on. Quit being scared and go grab what you need to grab as far as the draft or whoever's out there and available. Tell Russell Wilson, I'm sorry, but when's your wife coming through on tour? I'll check you out then. But I'm not playing this game. You guys had an opportunity to show us you could do some things. Everybody wants that Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay thing to happen with these veteran quarterbacks.
And that wasn't real. You're not Tom Brady. Tampa was literally a quarterback away. I knew Tom Brady was going there because it's sunny. And he's Tom Brady, so he gravitates extra players that you want to play. It's like the LeBron James of football. You're going to gravitate the players that you want to play with you to go and win that champ. This ain't that at all.
Yeah.
This is not, and you just came from a situation where you were still at the top of your game and going to Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls. This ain't that for any one of the 3 that's left.
I'll tell you what makes it even worse. Forget about Tom Brady. They ain't even Geno Smith or Joe Flacco.
No.
Coming back and resurrecting their careers a little bit and making some noise.
And Geno's a little younger, and Joe just went out there with nothing to lose because I've won a Super Bowl. I've had my whole career. I'm getting off the couch at this point. So you got, you know, two guys that really had nothing to lose. I'm either going to prove it as Geno or I'm going to stay a backup.
But that's a mentality because Aaron's got nothing to prove either. And if he played
he has it to prove mentally to himself.
Well, that's a him problem. We can't get to them 4 inches between his ears.
And if you're a franchise, that's what I'm telling myself. Yep. I'm not dealing with that. That's between him and his therapist.
Yep.
That it's kind of like when Jerry Rice was still in Seahawks camp and they had to, you know, kind of politely tell Jerry at the end, Jerry, go home. Give me your jersey.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not that you still can't do this, you know, at a certain level, but Jerry, go home. And that's kind of where I am with these three quarterbacks. Now, one, I kind of do need somebody to pay him next year. But for the most part, yeah, it's time for the 35, 6, 7-year-olds to.
You're like, one, I do need to pay him next year.
Yeah, I need somebody to pay him next year, so I'm not going to throw that name out there. But these three, it's kind of time for them to take the ski mask off and go on home. The
jig is Russell Wilson up. A Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I mean, I would probably argue it. I would be the one person in the room to argue no, but I think there's enough people that feel like yes.
I don't know. I got to think about it for a second. If Pete Carroll didn't get cute, it would be no hesitation.
I 100% agree with you.
But the fact that they got cute and you know, no, I just don't
think so.
The fact that I have to say that
right.
tells you that, no, he's not in my
mind. It puts
him
in an Eli situation. I agree with you. And Eli has more rings than him. So
No. Eli deserves to go in on what he did in the biggest game. If Joe Namath can get in on a promise,
that he backed up,
but that was the only one he got.
Yep.
And there's a couple other quarterbacks that are in there that people's like, you know, people say that about Bob Greasy. He's benefiting because the rest of his team went undefeated. That's another one of those quarterbacks. But I just,
he's to your point, he would be behind at Eli Manning, so it's going to be an uphill battle, but I think he'll be one of those people that consistently gets votes like to stay in the conversation but may not get over that hump.
I think he will get it, and there's some part of that vote that he gets is because of his last name. Now I don't know how much, and his brother's in there and all that sort of stuff, and now we're going to have two sets of brothers because we didn't have any before, and now with Sterling Sharp going in.
Oh, you're talking about Eli. Oh, yeah, eventually
Eli will go in.
Yeah, he will.
So there'll be two sets of brothers.
He's just going to have the waiting game because he doesn't, right. you know, have the super strong resume. So he'll have the waiting game, but he will get in.
Yeah, crazy thing is,
he'll get in.
That there's still, is the Matthews still have the most family members, though?
That's a good question.
The Matthews got to have at least three, right, in the Hall of Fame? Let's go check that out.
Has Clay retired yet? Well, not retired,
Clay,
but is he?
I don't know that he's getting in. Well, I thought the older the Bruce
yeah, I know the older ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they had at least three in
the uncles and dads.
Yeah, like the Jacksons. So anyway, is that all you got there this morning?
Yeah. Just giving a rundown of my sports thoughts this week of what I found interesting. We'll save DeMarcus Lawrence and Michael Parsons drama for later.
It's Cowboys, you know.
Not for DeMarcus Lawrence, it ain't.
No, it ain't. He's happy to be gone.
And that's part of the drama.
Gail Devers, speaking of all-time greats, will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Got a fresh Cassie call. There's money flying through the air. We have our Sam and Greg annual PSA. I'm only going to do it once, but I'm going to do it here as we come back in the 8 o'clock hour. And I saw, at some point, I got to talk about Beauty in Black. I've not said anything about it, but I'm going to do it in a way that's kind of fun. And Noelle and I talked about something yesterday. One of the people in the cast had a very prominent spot in the past that everybody knows about, but maybe they didn't know this was this person. How's that for a tease? Anyway, that is all coming up as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. I want to thank you for letting Sam and I be a part, along with Noelle, of your Sunday mornings. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.